Welcome. This is Luke Behrings with a podcast on leadership and things related.
I kind of have a strange relationship with the concept of time management. Always have. But I guess it's a personal thing. It must be because so many people are into it. You know, wherever you look, time management is usually sold to us as the way to get more done. Here are a few quotes of the internet about the importance of time management. Good time management allows you to accomplish more in a shorter period of time. Or, being in control of your time is great for productivity. You'll find that you can get more done in less time. Or, when you manage time effectively rather than efficiently, you become more productive and get more work done. But I am thinking, I don't want to get more done, I want to get the right things done. And more often than not, the managing of my time is not the issue. Let's look at a simple example many of us can relate to. Have you ever made a deal with yourself to go out for a run twice a week or to the gym? You know, like Tuesday and Saturday, get some fresh air or build a bit of muscle, good for your health and stuff. You get yourself a pair of state-of-the-art running shoes and whatever else you need to look good and smart. And you get off with your new hobby, let's just call it that, vigorously. Okay, well, now a couple of weeks in, the initial heroism has worn off a bit and it's now your Tuesday. You're still on the couch, had a hard day at work, and on top of that, it rains a bit, just bad weather. So you find yourself fiddling with the remote control and you're checking out the Trending Now section on Netflix. And then it happens. The thought just pops up. Nah, not today. So you stay on the couch and you just do not go out to run. Too much trouble tonight. The day was hard enough as it is. Look, nothing special. We've all been there. Just not doing what we set out to do. But is that a time problem? Do you need to brush up on your time management skills here? Obviously not. This is not a time problem. Time management will not help you here. And that's because effective time management is only a solution for a very specific set of challenges. Let's face it, you have the time. You could just decide to get up, dress up, and go out for a run. You're probably even smiling at yourself, knowing that when you actually do get up and go for that run, even in the rain, you will feel great when you get back. Much better probably than you do now. And still, you don't. Now, what's the matter here? Well, it starts with saying things like, I just don't have enough time to get everything done. Or, I feel like I'm constantly somewhat behind. Or, there's always more to do than I have time for. Does that sound familiar? These are just a few sound bites I heard over the years. People framing the issue as a time problem. And I think it's people confused by their busyness. A dopamine addiction drives us to fully deploy only when there is a new shot to be had. The tighter the deadline, the higher the urgency, the bigger the shot of dopamine. It's the urgency that drives us, and urgent is not the same as relevant. As leaders, we need to be able to focus on the important stuff, not just the stuff that gets us our dopamine. That's just being busy. Leaders need to focus on the stuff that makes an impact. Just being busy doesn't exactly help the bottom line, probably even the opposite. But what is the important stuff? I mean, it's easy to say, but quite hard to determine. Should we then brush up on our time management to get that sorted? Again, I don't think so. You see, the reasons we do not get off that couch or the feeling of being overwhelmed has slowly crept up on us. Although it may feel like it suddenly just happened, it didn't. It started with just some basic time challenges. You know, a lot of important things that really require your attention, and they're all nearly at the same time. Imagine you having a lot of work, but you also know it'll be this short, overseeable period. I already briefly touched on this in a previous podcast called Urgent and Important Revisited. So there's just a lot that needs your focused attention. It is relevant stuff, but you also know this is just a phase. And to be honest, it usually is. After this, things will slow down again to a more normal pace. That is, until the next eruption of work, of course. When I ask people how they feel when this is going on, they usually say it feels good. And that's probably because some relevant things now have these tight deadlines. And these deadlines drive us to be more productive. The urgency is what releases the dopamine, not the fact that the stuff is also important. On top of that, we have a good story for others on why we're not there for them at the moment. Now, this could indeed be a time challenge. You need to get everything done within the deadlines. And that means you need to roll up your sleeves, have lunch or even dinner at your desk, remove distractions as much as you can, and maybe even put in a weekend or two. Now, because this is basically just a time challenge, can I get it all done within the time frame? The solution to being as effective as possible is in good time management. And that's what the books, articles, podcasts, and online courses are for. Smart tips to help you be as effective as humanly possible and use your time effectively. And when things get back to normal, all is fine. We recuperate. After a while, our dopamine, adrenaline, cortisol levels, they all go back to normal. Until the next wave, of course. Now, this happens to all of us, and I dare say it's not so much of an issue. Like I said, you shift some priorities, roll up your sleeves, remove distractions, and get on with it. But what if you feel the next deadline fails to make you more productive? It's actually just making you feel bad. Or if you feel you've signed up for half a marathon, but suddenly you find yourself in the middle of an Ironman. Or if you find yourself doing Netflix instead of going off for that run. Then you may have entered into the remote control stage I started this story with. Now, that's nothing scientific. It's just what I call it. Let me explain. Have you ever looked at that one major project in front of you? You really need to start paying attention to it. Doesn't go away by itself, but not now. Let's do some email because my inbox is flooded as well. You know you feel better once the project is well on the way, but still you do email instead. Like you know you feel better after that run and still you don't go. I need to do it. I need to go, but not now. And I also got this meeting in 10 minutes. Well, now that I touch on that one, meeting, it's most likely to become a joint email session. You know, where people come together, put themselves on mute, and everybody does their emails. And then we call it meeting. From now on, let's call it what it is, a joint email session. But putting that aside, this is not a time problem, it's an energy problem. And if you start looking at your time management for solutions, it will just make you feel bad. Because time management is the wrong medicine for this, it won't help. You have little or no energy at all to do or start doing the relevant stuff. A bad thing is that for people around us, team members, family, friends, it's very often hard to spot. And that's because we focus on doing things right. Whatever we choose to do, we want to do that right, correctly. So that's what others see us do. And if we skip the major project in favor of some urgent emails, we try to handle them correctly. We try to do things right. But we just overlook an interesting question. Am I doing the right things now? We don't lack the time to do them. We obviously lack the energy. And time management doesn't solve that. We can only start solving this issue if we admit to its root cause, the lack of energy. Because what happens if you don't? Well, you can probably fill that in for yourself. You will start disappointing yourself and eventually others. So, if this stage lasts too long, if you don't act on it, you risk getting into a vicious psychological cycle. Most people start then externalizing the blame. It's other people's fault or the circumstances, and we are just the victim. It's out of our control, so there's nothing we can do. So, of course, nothing changes. And that's why it is a circular reasoning. Not very healthy and is not helping us in the right direction. So if you don't want that to happen and you feel that lack of energy, how do you deal with it? I know there are physical things you can do to increase your levels of good hormones. It might make you feel better, energized. You know, like increasing your levels of oxytocin and serotonin by healthy food habits, exercise, light therapy. Read up on it. It's really worthwhile. But it still sounds to me like fighting symptoms. Is it a work-life balance issue then? No. And that's simply because there is no such thing as work-life balance. In work-life balance, we get into thinking work is bad, and we need to balance that with enough life, because life is good. Well, I hate to break it to you, but work is part of life, just as so many other things. On top of that, work is just everything that needs to be done, not just the stuff we get paid to do. So trying to separate work from life to get the two somehow in balance is not going to solve anything. Learning how to integrate work in your life might be a better idea, along maybe with some on-purpose disbalance. Disbalance between the things you enjoy and the things you hate. And then favoring the things you enjoy, of course. The thing is, we lose energy when we are doing things we do not like or enjoy, but we gain energy doing things we love. And that might be where the key is. What are the things you do not love or enjoy? What are the things you love doing? And how much of each are you currently engaged in? And how can you not balance the two, but how can you arrange doing less of the first and more of the latter? If you don't enjoy running, admit it and stop doing it. Find something else that you love. What was the problem you wanted to solve by running? Is there any other way to tackle the issue? Any other way that you might actually love doing? You want disbalance. And in that disbalance, you want to favor the things you enjoy doing. You see, you don't want to get more done. You want to get the right things done. Now, that might just do the trick when time management doesn't work anymore.